everybody. I just thought I would send off another audio boom. And I don't know if you guys noticed any difference, but I do have the iPhone 6 Plus. I like the 6 better. It fits my hand better, but I'm learning to get used to this. And if I could get one of those watches, you know, that would be even better. Because that could be small and I could just, you know, have it count my steps and stuff and not miss a beat and that kind of stuff. And it could, you know, count my sleep and do whatever, you know. And that one will do my, I guess it does the heartbeat. And that is something I could use because now they've slowed down, thank you, God. But it does have a lot to do with stress. So basically, heart palpitations are not a good thing, and it would be good to be monitored to, you know, see what the heck my heart is doing, if it'll do it that way. It may or may not indicate, but we got the nice, beautiful night with the crickets going, and I'm in my swing, and you notice what you don't hear? Because we put some graphite up there in the little S hooks and the hole that goes into. So my nice quiet swing, I can be stealth swinging. It feels good to be out here. It's so nice and cool and just, it got so hot in there today because I did laundry all day long. Now we won't need to do it so hot and heavy. You know, now it's going to just be putting stuff away and folding things and getting it all done. And, you know, so tomorrow we've got kind of a busy day. But I can, you know, do it in the evening or something like that, so that'll be good. I hope that these swings are not counting in my steps. If they are, boy, that would be majorly cheating. I could just take and do 10,000 swings, which that would be cheating. But I actually do want to get back on my feet again and get healthier and do more, and thank you, Lord. I definitely just think that all that weirdness that was happening to us, happening to me especially, I definitely think a lot of it was demon attack and some physical, you know. It made my dopamine levels raise up to, I don't know where, but because that's an expensive test, and they have you do a urine test. So, and I don't really need that right now. I just want to get better. So basically what's happening is, you know, I'm starting to calm down over time. The less stress I can have around me, the better. Or, you know, being able to know how to deal with it better. So I'm definitely not going to quit therapy, though, because I can see that there is some need for growing. And therapy is never a wrong, bad thing. You don't have to be crazy to go to therapy. I think, in fact, some of the more normal people go to therapy, you know, to process traumatic things or whatever it is, that grieving or something like that. Even going through a divorce, you know, it doesn't hurt. No, I'm not getting a divorce. I'll never get a divorce. I can say never because it wouldn't be me starting it. I just, you can hear the pretty trees shaking back and forth, the leaves, and the little wind chimes and the crickets. Such a beautiful night. But, yeah, I think things are starting to sort of pick back up for me. We're taking it, I am, and Todd is too, you know, one step at a time. And, you know, trying to go back on the candida diet to get rid of a lot of foot fungus and other things. And it's just better to stay away from sugar and processed crap anyway. And trying to see if maybe the candida diet will actually help me lose weight. And I'm feeling better, you know, better physically since, I mean, having company was fun, but, you know, it's a lot of work no matter how hard, you know, people may try to make it easier. And, you know, because you want to make sure the guests are entertained and everything's okay and that kind of thing. It smells like dust and soil on the wind and maybe a hint of rain. I don't know if it's going to rain or not. Oh, that's pretty. Do 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 do. So, yippers. Gonna try to figure out a way to get Todd a new dresser. Oh man, if his parents saw that dresser, they'd not be happy. And I'm not happy having it look that way. It's like all sagging. The drawers aren't staying in the tracks very well. And a day in a life. This isn't a very lively post, I'm afraid. It's not complaining. Oh, what's the matter, Cody? He's sitting in there alarming about something. I don't dare take him out here without his suit, though. If he flies away, I won't be able to get him back. And as much as he freaks out, the more you try to go find him and chase him, that would be that. And if he flew up high enough to get to the power lines, I just don't want to think about that and go there. So, and doves are not smart enough to figure out how to get back home, so yeah, gotta be really careful with those so that they don't get out. And Todd almost lost his princess. Princess decided, oh, I'm gonna fly. And she went, flight suit, leash and all. And we're like, oh, crap. In a way, let's hope this leash catches on something so that we can catch the bird. Thank God for the bell that I put on it. And yeah. Wow. That's all I gotta say. Excuse me. I started getting sleepy at about 7:30, so I came out here where the air was cooler and studied the Bible for a while and just kind of had a nice chill evening. It's nice and cool out here. And so, just sitting out here in the swing, which is a real blessing from my sister and her family. And just love this thing. Haven't had a swing in a good 5 years since before I had cancer, because the last one I had broke down and the squirrel.